Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. Most American tables will hold many foods in common, along with that holiday bird, the turkey. Let's consider another traditional Thanksgiving dish that we all know and love, the green bean casserole. In a program first heard in 2008, let's go in depth with Jane Fryman with Campbell's Soup.
Now, Jane, you're with Campbell's Soup.
Yes, I'm a group manager in Campbell's Kitchen.
In Campbell's Kitchen, okay.
Yes.
So is it a big test kitchen that you supervise, you work in, a bunch
yes.
of experiments?
Yes, it is. The Campbell's Kitchen is where all of our recipes are developed, and actually where the green bean casserole was developed in 1955.
So it goes all the way back to 1955. Now, did the person that invented it, did they get any residuals off of every green bean casserole?
Well, not exactly, but she gets a lot of press, and usually around this time she's out in the area. Her name is Dorcas Riley, and she was actually a manager in the kitchen when the recipe was developed. It was developed under her, and she's still alive and well.
Well, good for her. That must be very exciting.
It is. It's, you know, you never know when you're developing a recipe, the life of the recipe. And when she was developing it, they never thought it would have the momentum and the tradition that it has currently. And it's just amazing how families have totally embraced the recipe. And it's a mainstay on many, many homes, Thanksgiving tables.
Well, I certainly remember growing up with it on my family's tables, and we continue the tradition today, that's for sure. And I'm sure many other people do as well.
Well, 30 million households do serve a green bean casserole.
30 million, that's the estimate?
Yes. And what's interesting is when we talk to consumers about the green bean casserole, they say that's the dish that they give to the youngest member that's bringing something to the Thanksgiving meal. So if, you know, many times people ask you to bring a dish, they'll always give that recipe to the one that they're not too sure about their cooking skills, but they want to get them involved because it's foolproof. It's so, so easy, just six ingredients, and anyone really can make it. And many tables, if you don't have it, it's easy. When we've heard women say they have all the ingredients, they can whip it up anyways. So it's something that they just don't want to have Thanksgiving without.
And so you don't want to put too much pressure on the young cook.
Exactly. You don't want to scare them off.
But they'll still be making a major contribution to the Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, definitely.
And do people make green bean casseroles at other times of the year?
Yes, they do, actually. They are making it for their Sunday dinner when they have friends over or if they're doing celebrations. So it isn't something that is just at the holidays. It is year-round. And I think that just the beauty of it is the simplicity that, you know, it just, as I said, has six ingredients. It's the combination of the green beans with the creamy sauce and that crunchy topping that really makes it a winner because, you know, for the moms that have to sort of hide the vegetables, the kids don't notice it as much. It's got those onions, crunchy onions on top, so it's appealing to all ages.
Could you tell us briefly, how do you make a green bean casserole? I must confess that I've never done it.
Don't know how? Well, the neat thing about this is that you can use any type of green beans. You can use fresh, you can use frozen, you can use canned. It works with any of them. So what basically all you have to do is combine the milk. It uses a half a cup of milk with one can of cream of mushroom soup. And you have a little bit of soy sauce in there and a dash of black pepper. And you add it to the beans and put part of the French fried onions in the casserole, and then you hold part of them out for the topping. And you just put it in the oven for about 30 minutes, and that is it. So, I mean, that's why it's such a foolproof recipe. There really isn't much that you can do to it. But it's funny, we also hear consumers say, you know, they want to be a little bit more creative, and sometimes they might stray from the basic recipe and do something way more elaborate, and their family and guests will say, why'd you do that? You know, let's have the basic. recipe because it's just so simple. Now, we've actually developed some tips, very easy tips that you can just, I don't want to say freshen it up, but change it up just slightly, where you can add some bacon, crumbled bacon to the dish. You can add a little some almonds to the French fried onions that you're putting on the top for just that sort of nutty onion crunch. You can change the soup. You know, it calls for cream of mushroom, but you could use cream of celery. You know, the other thing is we have a variety of soups. We have our regular cream of mushroom. We have a 98% fat-free and a 25% less sodium. So you have all of these options to change it up and to make it fit your personal taste.
Well, I remember one year, must have been back in the 60s, where my aunt substituted, I want to say, cream of asparagus soup for cream of mushroom, and we considered her quite the gourmet cook.
Yes, very creative. Well, that's the beauty of our soups. You know, you can change them up and add just a little different flavor twist, but not go too far.
Now, why do you think American society embraced this wholeheartedly? Was it a big marketing campaign at the beginning?
No, it wasn't at all. It was developed for an AP reporter. They came to Campbell's, and I guess in that day, because I'm much younger, but in that day, they would come to us and ask us for recipes, and if we didn't have the recipe, we would develop it for them. And this was a request, and that's why I think Dorcas was so surprised that it has the longevity that it does, because we really didn't focus on it until maybe the 60s, 65-ish, that we advertised it. And over the years, Durkee French Fried Onions, who it's now French's Onions, has almost an identical recipe that we've actually partnered with them. And through their advertising and our advertising just recently in the last few years, I think it's gained a reminder message to the consumers that grew up with it. But we really didn't market it in the beginning.
And it just took off.
It just took off. It's the beauty of just the simplicity, I believe, you know, the basics that were then very important as well as today.
Now, is it also a Christmas tradition as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And actually, even Easter, people are making green bean casserole.
Oh, whenever families gather.
Right. It's that sort of family tradition. And, it, you know, some could do it at any time they have a family gathering with, you know, birthdays. And sometimes it is a requested recipe from the family members. And sometimes it's just mom's favorite that she just always likes to have on the table.
More in depth after this. I continued my discussion of that holiday favorite, green bean casserole, with Jane Fryman of Campbell Soup.
How far does this tradition extend? Does it extend into other countries?
You know, I do not think it does extend to other countries. I think it's just sort of an Americana-type recipe.
Does it stretch into Canada, do you know?
I don't believe it is as popular. The Canadian folks are aware of the recipe, but it isn't as popular. It's not that tradition that it has gained here. But, you know, casseroles are, you know, a very traditional dish for Americans, and were very big in the 50s and 60s, and still today, you know, serve a reason for being consumed. It's an easy dish to get on the table. People love just the flavor combinations, and they're relatively easy to make.
Casseroles in general are in decline, though, aren't they?
No, they're really not. They're really on the upswing. I think people are cooking more, and, you know, it's a great way to have variation. You could do one day a chicken noodle casserole, but the next day you could do a chicken and rice, and it's different. It's not, you know, totally a stirred-together dish. It's sort of a layered dish to even, you know, as far stretching is sort of a lasagna is considered a casserole. Anything in one dish, you know, baked together that usually has a meat component, a vegetable, and a starch is considered a casserole. So it is starting, you know, it's always there. And I think, you know, when you want comfort foods, that's the first thing you think of.
Now, please tell me it's healthy for me.
Well, you definitely can make them healthy. There's the extreme, but definitely with the options of ingredients out there these days that you can make a casserole healthy, you can use whole grain rices or pastas. You can use the reduced fat cheeses. You can use, you know, the healthier nuts. You could lower the amount of meat, you know, and increase the vegetables. So, and, you know, when consumers talk about wanting to serve their family something that's good for them, it's all around balance of food groups. And that's one of the things the casseroles really do well, is because you have a meat, a vegetable, and a starch, and it's a nice balance.
Do you personally write recipes?
Yes.
Do you lay awake at night hoping that you can have the success with one of your recipes that the green bean casserole has?
It would always be wonderful to have the success that Dorcas had. You know, the recipes you develop become sort of like your children, and you want to see them live on and be your legacy. So you can only hope. That would be a wonderful thing.
And what kind of training did you have?
Well, actually, I had a general home economics background, which that sort of degree is kind of dead, but I had emphasis in food and nutrition and business, and I personally love to cook, and I love just even from a young child developing recipes and trying new things, and not all of them worked, but and it's a challenge, and actually it's funny, in reading back the test sheets for the original test sheets for the green bean casserole, seeing their notes and seeing that they had, and we still do, what we call taste panels, where we'll have people come in and evaluate the recipes, and seeing their comments and their scores. It's sort of, for me, it's really fun because I'm seeing a little bit of the history, and because I'm living it myself and know that my recipes have to pass a panel of consumers in order for us to go forward with it. To see their comments is just amazing. It's like looking at an old photo album.
And what were the original comments like on the green bean casserole?
That they couldn't taste the soy sauce, so they needed to increase it. They tried Worcestershire sauce, but they didn't like the flavor of the Worcestershire sauce. They actually had different amounts of liquid, and not all of them worked. They needed to increase it. They needed to cover it. They tried some tests with it uncovered in the oven and then covered in the oven. So, and then how they referred to the people, Mr. So-and-so said this and Miss So-and-so said that. It was very, very interesting.
More in depth after this. I continued my discussion of that holiday favorite, green bean casserole, with Jane Fryman of Campbell Soup.
Now, let's just give you the opportunity to propose a recipe to us that maybe all of America will embrace based upon this radio broadcast and any other kinds of marketing that you do. If you could put one recipe out there that you wanted America to embrace, could you give me the basics of that recipe?
Well,
one of your creations.
Okay. Do you want a side dish or a main dish?
Whatever you feel most passionately about, whatever you think is your best product you'd love for us to embrace.
Okay. This is one, actually, that we are advertising this year that's a new development that we actually just developed and launched, and it's broccoli cheese casserole. The hopes, maybe someday it might have the power and sustainability of green bean casserole. And what we did here is we have broccoli, cheddar cheese, cream of mushroom soup, and milk, and a little mustard. And going through the testing process of this was interesting because we tried different mustards, and definitely certain mustards worked and certain mustards were not working. When we tried it with the Dijon mustard, the consumer said, no, that's way too powerful. We just want a simple taste. So we actually used a plain yellow mustard in this recipe. And it's topped with cheese, and it's just so simple. But we have some tips that we developed that really changed this recipe. And my favorite one is one with a rice. And it works with either white rice or brown rice. And all you do is you add the rice to the mixture, and you've got more of a, it could be a meatless main dish or a heartier side dish. So that recipe is really a close one to my heart right now.
Well, it sounds delicious. I'll recommend it at home.
Thank you.
Well, will your dish be on your Thanksgiving table, or are you going with the traditional green bean casserole?
I have to say, the traditional green bean casserole.
It's timeless, isn't it?
It is timeless, and I couldn't have the holidays without it. And I couldn't, and my family wouldn't let me.
Oh, really?
Yes, there would be some unhappy people.
Well, we'll just have to ask them to diversify and take two helpings.
Yes, and I'll make the broccoli and cheese on another holiday. Maybe Christmas I'll do that one.
Well, and Thanksgiving is coming up. Has it been a good year at Campbell's Soup? Do we have a lot to be thankful for?
Yes, we have a lot to be thankful for, and it's been a busy year.
And sales of green bean casserole ingredients are looking good?
Yes, yes, but I know everyone's out there shopping, getting their ingredients. This is a big, this week is a big week for grocery shopping for the holiday dinner.
How many cans of cream of mushroom soup are you selling?
Well, it's on 30 million households. Tables, and each recipe takes one can, so...
Well, that's... It depends upon the prices, but that's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Are casseroles only a winter thing?
No, not at all. And that's what's surprising, because there are peaks out of what you think the traditional casserole season could be, and in the spring, there's a huge use of casseroles. And I think because they're perfect to take and go for potlucks and the graduations and the, you know, bridal showers and baby showers and all of those things that, you know, someone will say, oh, bring this. Also, casseroles, there's just so many different combinations you can do with them. They work for almost all kinds of meats, and they're very easy to do when you have, you know, leftover chicken. And you add noodles to it. You could take tuna noodle and make it chicken noodle. You could do ground beef casseroles. You know, it's just it's wherever the imagination takes you. And a lot of times, you know, the perfect ingredient is a can of soup, any kind of soup, a cream soup, tomato soup, and, you know, your meat and your vegetables and a starch, and mix it together, top it with a little cheese or the French fried onions or breadcrumbs or cornflake crumbs, anything that's sort of crunchy, and you've got a quick dish that everyone loves.
That creamy, crunchy combination is tough to beat, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the winner.
And so anywhere and anytime people gather, or at least where Americans gather, there will be casseroles.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, this has been just great, and I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and you too.
Thanks to Jane Fryman for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.